TalkZone.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the multi-million dollar interstellar media broadcast communication studios, it's Lawyers Who Needs Them, featuring Randall Simonetti and Jim Hartman. And now, here's Jim and Randall.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And we are very pleased to have you with us at this time. And thanks for joining the show. My partner, Mr. Hartman, is considered one of Rochester's top trial attorneys and has argued before the United States Supreme Court.
And my partner, Randall Simonetti, is the founder and CEO of Ignition Consulting, serving business, education, and nonprofit clients throughout the United States.
Now, each week, James and I attempt to take the mystery and complexity out of our legal system
and inject some common sense and perhaps a sense of humor back in.
Now, to facilitate your questions, you are invited to drop us a line on our email, and that's info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. And that's for all our loyal listeners, and even if you're not so loyal.
Right.
info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. We'll be happy to answer your questions on the next show, because we have some for today from that we received during the week. To learn more about our program, and if you want to know a little bit more about James and I, please visit our official website. That's lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. So, without any further ado, let's kick off this week's edition of Lawyers Who Needs Them. Well, this person needs them. An attractive banker was fired for being too voluptuous and distracting.
That's right.
Now, wait a second. She was fired, right?
Yeah.
Do we have any openings here?
That's right.
Do we need a new secretary?
I don't think she can fit in the room yet.
Doesn't matter.
Anyway.
Well, tell us the story about this.
She brought a lawsuit against Citibank. And apparently she worked in Midtown, New York, Midtown, Manhattan.
Isn't that funny? I used to work for Citibank years ago.
Yeah. Well, apparently her name is Deborah Lee Lorenzana. And they say everything about Deborah Lee Lorenzana is hot. And she's hot. I mean, even in the wintertime, she's hot.
Oh, man.
She's 5 foot six and 125 pounds, and there isn't a square line on her body. There's not a straight line. I mean, everything's an S-curve.
Well, and that's good.
Well, yeah, it's good for her, but not for the boys at Citigroup.
Well, it was too hot for Citigroup.
They say her, you know, she was a good banker too, apparently, but she was fired. She's claiming in her lawsuit that she was fired solely because her bosses thought she was, quote, too hot.
That's what she said. She was too hot.
They ordered her to stop wearing turtlenecks. What the heck? She's wearing turtlenecks.
A turtleneck? You're covered up.
Well, but it depends on how you're covered. They stopped wearing turtlenecks. She was also forbidden to wear pencil skirts, 3-inch heels, or fitted business suits. Lorenzana, a 33-year-old single mom, pointed out female colleagues whose clothes were far more revealing than hers.
Those sound like those pretty good combinations.
But
there.
They said her body shapes were different from hers. They had different body shapes.
Wow, that's
They were square, and they were built like pears and apples and something.
Right.
She was built like a va 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 voom woman.
Wow. I don't know. That's an advantage, isn't it, in the bank?
Well, they didn't think so. I mean, customers always said she was a very nice person.
Well, that's all that matters.
She, in her background, where she worked at several banks before this, it was always commended.
Okay.
And there was recommendation that she got at Bank of America, which, quote, this fellow said, Deborah Lee, and this was on a diploma paper, you deserve to be recognized for going above and beyond.
Well,
that's what they're saying.
Your
body is going beyond your clothes.
Well,
and so
does she have a good chance on this lawsuit?
I haven't the vaguest idea, but because I've never heard of anybody suing because they look too good.
Well,
you'll understand when you bring up the next subject.
All right, but let me share with you what one of our reporters picked up.
By the way, she has to arbitrate this because in the contracts,
it says they require
arbitration, and I have to someday address that thing about this mandatory, voluntary mandatory arbitration.
Well, all I could tell you is when she walked in the bank the first day, this is what the branch manager said.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
There you go.
I know. At first, I didn't think he was going to stay any. Probably for a while, he was tongue-tied.
He was
When he observed this.
He had to wait for the piano.
Mountain of voluptuosity walk in. He got crazy.
We give her the best. We wish her luck. That's all I can tell you.
I don't think she needs a heck of a lot of luck. But she needs a good lawyer.
Yes, she does.
Because this is an original thing.
That's right. And it's not us.
But I don't think a bank, that's true. If they can fire you, they can't fire you for being, religious or ethnicity or this and that. How can they fire you because you're attractive?
I don't know. But in this case, on the other hand, our second case of the day, we have a Hooters waitress who was suing for the opposite reason.
Right.
She was fired because she was too big for the Hooters outfit.
This is also kind of crazy.
All right.
She was fired because she's too fat. And she claims, and it's a discrimination suit. We only talk about pending lawsuits.
Right.
And the restaurant placed her on, quote, weight probation. she gets a probation officer, very thin. He waves her. And if she gains an ounce, he whacks her in the teeth. I don't know who a probation officer is, but they counseled her to join a gym. And she could fit into an extra small size uniform. Now at Hooters, they have three size uniforms.
Okay, what are those?
Small.
Not for me.
Extra small.
Not for me.
And extra, extra small. And that's it. Those are the only uniforms they have.
So there's not even a medium.
Well, you got to really pack her in pretty good to the extra small.
Oh, my goodness.
She's really, I don't see how she's so heavy. She's 5'8".
Yes.
And
that's
pretty
tall.
That's tall for a woman. And she weighs 132.5 pounds.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I think she's probably looks just as voluptuous as Lorenzana did, the hot one.
What the heck is going on?
I don't know, but in any
I think we ought to talk to our producer, Rollicking Randy Meyer, and see if we can get a couple of positions open right away.
I know, but I don't care.
Whiz.
It sounds to me like I would welcome them both on our staff.
I don't know.
Yes,
especially when you consider our staff.
Well, I would think Lorenzano, we know. We want her on our staff. But and even this lady, Cassie Smith is her name.
There's
Cassie, you come here and apply for a job.
That's right,
As far as I'm concerned, at 132 pounds at 5'8", you are not too heavy.
No, not
for
at all.
The size bikini suits we have here for
our
staff.
That's right, especially that's correct. And you should see the bloomers that we wear.
That's right.
Anyhow, sometimes if when Jim and I are out at the pool, if a wind comes up, people think a sailboat moved in.
Well, there's a funny thing. There's something serious about this. I mean, from the law standpoint, which we should discuss once in a while, there are laws in many of the states, and I don't know if they're in the federal law. They could be, which prohibit discrimination because a person's overweight. Or is not as attractive as someone else. However, the Hooters, and there's an exception. That's if you're in the entertainment business.
Okay.
But in any event, Hooters claims that she is an entertainer. And I think if you've been to a Hooters restaurant, they're more entertainers than waitresses.
We actually have a Hooters here in town.
I guess so.
I've never been to it, though.
Well, I haven't.
I drive by, but I don't have the courage to go in.
No, and if I had gone in, I wouldn't admit it. It's not to you. So they say that they're not challenging her weight. They're challenging her image, and they have to project this image. In any event, she is suing for being threatened by Hooters because she's too fat.
Well, there you go.
Lorenzana Cassie, that's Cassie.
Right.
Lorenzana's suing for being too attractive. I got to tell you, some of these lawyers are very inventive.
These cases. Yeah, they sure are. This is a turn on a very important aspect of the law, and it's about suspects who now must speak to evoke their Miranda rights. That's almost like an oxymoron, isn't
right.
it?
Right, it is. It's amusing. What happened is the United States Supreme Court, and I think it was a couple of weeks ago, not a couple of weeks, I think it was around June 1st, they came down with a decision in a case called Burgess against Thompson.
Okay.
And Thompson was arrested, and he was held, and he claimed that he was not given his Miranda rights. After they were read, they continued to question him.
Now, okay.
The court ruled, and this is important because many of us think Miranda is too broad anyway. I mean, you know, every time a guy talks, oop, you were under pressure or coercion, or they didn't give you malted milk, or you didn't get this or that, and you were coerced. In this particular case, and it's a 5-4 ruling, Justice Kennedy, the swing judge.
The swing vote, right.
And what the conservatives said, that to invoke your right to remain silent, you must do so unambiguously. And it seems, he says, you have to tell him.
So you have to say, I'm invoking it.
Well, if you stay silent, which is your privilege,
right?
You can't stay silent.
You got to say you're staying silent.
So you got to stay silent.
Uh-huh.
So you got to say, when they read you the rights, you know, you have the right to counter, you have to remain silent.
Right.
But if you don't have a lawyer, well, you get the one appointed.
Right.
And you have to say then, I choose to remain silent. Or I want to remain silent.
Right.
To which the policeman will say, if you want to remain silent, why don't you shut up? Right. What are you talking so much for? If you want to remain silent, be silent. Stop already with the talking and the talking. In the meantime, he didn't say much. They questioned him for 3 hours.
And he didn't say much.
Didn't say much. He stayed silent. However, all of a sudden, the policeman asked him, he said, have you prayed for forgiveness for, quote, shooting that boy down, end quote. And Tompkins, the defendant, responded, yes. By the way, I think I said Berger's against Thompson. It's Tompkins.
Tompkins.
His name is Tompkins.
Okay.
And he said yes.
So which he gave himself away with
well,
that.
Well, he wanted to, of course, but did you pray for forgiveness for shooting this guy? Yes, I did pray with that. The yes means yes, I did pray for forgiveness for shooting the guy. Of course, that's a leading question in the courtroom, but in any rate, that was considered okay by the Supreme Court because he didn't say, I want to remain silent.
Okay.
I want to talk about remaining silent because I have to talk to stay silent. And this
is a
very confusing area
of the
law.
Very confusing. All right. That's why people call our show.
That's right.
Well, speaking of
confusing, in the dissent, however, there was a dissent written by Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
Sotomayor,
who said...
What did she say quickly? We're going
said,
to a break.
She called the majority opinion a substantial retreat from the protection against compelled self-incrimination. I think she's wrong. That's not compelled self-incrimination. If they just say, all they're saying is, well, you want to remain silent, tell us about it.
That's it.
So we get out of some of these crazy cases.
Now, if you would like to remain silent...
I can't.
Stay on the line.
You want to kill me? You want me to die of silence?
Don't touch that dial or my partner will die of silence. We're going to take a short intermission. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We'll be right back.